Online Podcast 355. Hello, ladies and gentle hordes. Welcome to Online Podcast, a midweek edition of Online Podcast. It's Wednesday. I'm recording this on a Wednesday evening because on Sunday I was too busy playing with something, which I will spare you from listening to my... you've already listened enough about my obsession for the last week, and I'm still obsessed with it. I will not talk about it here today on Online. However, I do want to thank all of you who wished me happy birthday last, was it Wednesday? Yes, last Wednesday I turned 36. Yes, I turned 36 last Wednesday, and I want to thank all of you who sent me your birthday wishes through Facebook, Twitter, email directly, on my webpage, for instance. Thank you so much for doing that. In fact, on Facebook, there were so many people wishing me happy birthday that I have to go back almost every morning, like there's 20, 30. But of course, I have a lot of my Penang Hokkien listeners also are friends with me on Facebook. That's why there are so many people. And thank you very much for doing so, especially to Jarno from Finland, who donated a very generous amount of money to me for my iPad fund, and for my iPad fund for the fund of iPad, you know. I mentioned it. I thought I was not going to say it. But anyway, thank you so much for donating, Jarno, for to help me get my iPad. And I did get one. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to myself. And those people who commented on the website, on my website, also talked about how they enjoyed Maiko, a.k.a. Dabel, from dingdabel.com, how she conducted the interview. So she was very proud and she wants to do more. So anyway, thank you to VJ. Thank you to Greg B. And Greg B. actually mentioned that he was actually quite fascinated by the idea about this ghost podcast. I always have more ideas than I have energy to really... act it out. So that's a good idea, and I'm going to see if I can actually do that. I may not break it out as a brand new podcast, but it would be interesting to talk about ghosts, and it'll probably turn some people away, people who do not believe in ghosts. Anyway, thank you for your birthday wish, Greg B. And JC also, thank you very much. And let's see, Brother Sinatus, is how you pronounce that? Brother Sinatus, thank you very much for your birthday wish. Chris Ng and Toppy Smelly, of course, from the Smellcast. We talk a lot more about Toppy Smelly on Ding the Bell. But anyway, thank you all of you for your birthday wishes, and I really felt love, and it was very nice to feel the love. Now, I do have one thing to talk about my birthday. I think I mentioned on my last podcast when Maiko interviewed me or talked to me, I talked about how for the last, 30 some years, as far as I can remember, I have not had a birthday without cakes. And for this year's birthday, I did not plan on getting a cake myself, and nor did I hear from anybody else that I will be getting a cake from. So I thought, whatever, it's okay. After 35 years of having cakes, planned or unplanned, I have had enough, or I don't need to have more cakes. But it was kind of special to me that every year, for some reason, somehow it just turned out that I will be having cakes. So, I was thinking about it, and if I wanted to, I could have, gone out because I was really craving red velvet cake. Just lately, it's been like a recent craze for me. I've really been missing, wanting to eat red velvet cakes. And so I thought, I could have gone out to get red velvet cakes for myself, but I did not. Because I, after dinner, I was too full. So I decided, whatever, I'll just come home and that'll be it, right? It's not a problem that I don't have cakes. And I, that went on and, midnight came and it was the next day, April Fool's Day, April 1st. And I happened to be, I left my phone upstairs and I picked up the phone. I'm going to put it in the charger to charge overnight before I go to bed. And I saw that, somebody sent me a text message that I didn't see. There were two messages from two friends of mine. They're a couple. And they sent me two text messages saying, happy birthday, and where are you? And then the next message is, we left you some goodies outside your door. So I was like, oh shit, I missed their message. And I was actually at home. I was downstairs in the basement. So I must have not heard them knocking or ring the bell for whatever reason. So they left me a card outside at the door and a bag with four delicious cupcakes. And so there you go. I've got birthday cakes again this year. So it's very lovely. I was very happy. And of course, I had to eat one at 12:30 in midnight. I was, chowing down on a delicious cupcakes from Baby Cakes. There's a cupcake shop that is quite popular here in Kansas City called Baby Cakes. And so that was lovely. Jeff and Kenny, thank you very much. And talking about Kansas City, I just now read, I'm going to go on my lovely something. I'm going to go check on Facebook because I saw earlier on my Facebook that, why did it lock me out? I was reading, checking, I don't go to Facebook very often, but I went on Facebook this evening. And I found out that Andy Melton was in Kansas City and is now in Topeka, Kansas, or AKA Google, Kansas. And so I left him a message that if he's still around, I would like to meet him. So I don't know. It sounds like he is just driving by. So I'm not sure. It sounds like Bicycle Mark also is with him. So, yeah, I'd like to meet him, but it doesn't sound like he's going to stay. It's just like, maybe just driving by. I'm not sure. Anyway, Andy Melton. So, I hope I get to meet him. But it doesn't sound like he's staying. He's just probably driving by. So, anyway. What was I going to say? There's something else I was going to talk about. Now I don't remember. Oh well. This week, I went to my dermatologist to have my skin checked. Some of you may know that I was having this horrible breakout last year, and I tried everything that I possibly could over the counter, and none of those things helped. And I finally went to the dermatologist and, I was given prescriptive medication to control my acne. And it's working. So the regimen is working. And I went in to get my face checked. And then I was thinking, of course, the dermatologist herself, her skin was so good. And so I was looking at my own skin and I was like, it's still okay. For a 36-year-old guy, it still look okay. But I'm not sure when I will actually be really seeing the aging effect of my own skin, on my face. So I was thinking, would you would you go through Botox? Because, you know, I was in the office, so I see, like, Botox signs everywhere, brochures and stuff. So I was thinking, would I go to the point of getting Botox or getting a facelift and all that? I don't know if I actually would. I, at this point, I kind of think that I'm, I kind of think that I might, but I'm not sure. So what about you? Would you do it? Would you go to the point where you would actually get Botox? I think that Nick Thomas said that he once had Botox. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I've been like looking at my skin to see if my skin is getting old. It's older, but I wonder how, when was the point where I was like, I want to get a facelift or Botox. Right now, I'm touching my face right now. I don't think I have a lot of wrinkles yet at this point, but we'll see. I'm very full. I just came back from having Vietnamese food. And I'm running out of topic. I don't know what to talk. I have something in mind earlier, and now I don't remember what to say. Well, let's see what the, of course, this crazy weekend with the You Know What launch. And I was very happy to be playing and completely obsessed with it. Was that my cat? And I was completely obsessed. Let's talk about obsession. I think everyone probably... I don't know. I'm very OCD, right? And I also am obsessed with certain things. And I'm kind of, you know, frankly, I have to say, I am ashamed of myself for having no willpower to control the purchase of this item. But I also have to say, I'm not making excuses. I know this is a bad thing. But I really have been enjoying it a whole lot immensely, and sometimes I actually think, what if I, you know, were to die the next day, and I would have, you know, not be able to experience the joy and excitement and that level of orgasm that I get from using this new toy that I just bought. It's obscene. Yes, I totally agree. And I totally agree that I am weak and I suck very well. And so, yeah. Anyway, talking about sucking, I was listening to Archer and the group show with Archer. And they were talking, somebody asked in the forum on Pride 48, they were doing a live show, and somebody asked if they think, the group thinks that giving a blowjob or taking or being the bottom of an anal intercourse is more gay. Which one's gayer? And I have my own opinion on that. So I'm going to give you that opinion right now. I actually know and am aware of people who do have anal sex being the bottom from straight men, because there is some sort of, well, it's that prostate, not tickle, what's it called? Massage or whatever. There's a certain pleasure that you get that has nothing to do with your sexual orientation about anal sex. So, and I know of people who have, you know, their partner or their wives having strap-ons and or having play using a dildo or whatever and have anal sex, the straight men. So I would say giving blowjobs is going to be more gay than having anal sex, simply because you would have to want a penis enough to be giving a blowjob. And so I think that is more gay. And, you know, there's a different sensation, I guess, from anal sex that is not necessarily linked to, strictly linking to the penis. Anyway, I've made it sound so scientifically, but you know what I'm saying. So that's my point of view, whatever. And I was talking about that, talking about Archer. He's been playing the theme song that I've made for him quite a few years back, and because he's changed his show from Archer Radio to just Archer, I was thinking about ways, and I've been thinking about this for quite a few months now, and I'm trying to find a good solution that is artistically good as well as practical, having adding my vocal track back on to the music that I made for him, the theme song that I made for him. So, Archer, I may actually have something for you coming up soon. Very simple, but I may have something that could be an updated version of your current theme song. So we'll see how it goes. I may actually be doing something for you after tonight's recording. Anyway, one last thing before I go. I just feel like, you know, I need to talk to you. I need to thank you. I owe you a big thank you for being so sweet and so kind for my birthday and for the donation to my iPad fund for the fun of having an iPad. Anyway, I really enjoy it. I'm caressing it right now. Oh my gosh, you know what? I promise not to say anything after this. The best position, the moment that I fell in love with this new toy was when I hold it up against my chest and cradle it like a baby. Anyway, that's really crazy. Anyway, the last thing that I want to talk to you about is for the last 2 days, I have been having this voice in my head asking me to buy a lottery ticket. So, whatever it is, obviously, the likelihood of winning the lottery is very, very small. But since I have been hearing those voices in my head asking me to, you know, go buy a lottery ticket. So, two days ago when I was driving home, on the way back, I saw the billboard for Powerball, the lottery ticket. Billboard, and it says $125 million right now. And typically when it goes over $100 million is when I would actually shell out the money and buy a ticket. So I was very excited, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice? There are going to be many iPads that I can buy with $125 million. Oh shit, I said that again. So that said, I, you know, on the way home, I was like, maybe I should get a ticket. So I forgot about it, obviously, and I went to work on that Tuesday night. And then on the way back, typically that's when, you know, I have my own, you know, quirky OCD routine. I usually get my car gassed up on Tuesday evenings after my night job. And I turn into the gas station. All the nozzles were wrapped in plastic, so it's like every single station's closed. So they must have had issues, a problem, whatever. So I turned back out, went home, and said, you know, whatever, tomorrow morning maybe is when I'll get my car gassed up. So I went home, didn't think too much about it. The next morning, went to the gas station and filled up my car on Wednesday morning. And completely not thinking about Powerball or the lottery tickets. And I turned, while I was, you know, filling up the car, put the nozzle in and let it do its thing. And I turned over to the gas station and I saw again the Powerball sign, $125 million. And so I thought, since I had that call in my head yesterday that I should buy a ticket, I should just go in and get tickets. But then it was kind of lazy. It was like, I'm not going to win. So why should I waste my whatever, however many dollars? And I didn't even know how much it costs to play. And so after I finished guessing up, I have my debit card with me in my hand. And I thought, maybe it's very convenient. I have my debit card here with me. I'm right in front of the gas station. If I don't buy the ticket, I would never have the opportunity to possibly win the lottery. So I thought I will go in. So I went in, finished, locked my car and everything, and walked straight into the gas station with my debit card, and went up to the counter and said, I would like to have 2 Powerball tickets, please. And I was about to hand him my debit card. He said, sir, you cannot use a credit card for your Powerball tickets. You have to pay cash. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess, I don't know. Do you think that's because they don't want people to use credit to gamble? I guess that must be it, right? Even though it's a debit card. But that shows you how often I play the lottery. So I didn't know about that rule. And I sort of chuckle and I said, oops. Okay, let me go to my car and I'll get a, you know, some cash. So I went to the car and grabbed my wallet and I came back and said, yeah, give me 2 tickets, and I asked him how much it was, and he said $2. Apparently it's only $1 a piece. And I bought one each, one for me and one for Bruce. And so I paid, and I sort of, you know, told him that that tells you how often I played the lottery, since I don't even know that you can't pay with credit card or debit card. So gave me the tickets. So I have the 2 tickets right now in my bag somewhere. Oh yeah, I know where it is exactly. It's in my OCD receipt organizer. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. So I have the tickets. I don't even know when the Powerball is going to be announced, the results or whatever, the drawing. But if I win a lot of money, I will, what will I do if I win the lottery? Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. If I win the lottery, I will buy an iPad. Oh, it depends on how much I win. But if I win like the $125 million, I will immediately buy an iPad, 3G, 64 gig, and send it over to Jarno. Did you hear it? I will buy a 64 gig iPad 3G and send it to Jarno in Finland. Did I say Sweden earlier? No, I meant Finland. I will definitely do that if I win the lottery. But otherwise, anyone who's donated money before to online podcasts will get something they want. Anyway, I'll tell you about, okay, let's go back to the OCD. That will be really the last thing. Jesus. OCD, I like to keep my receipts. After I pay for something, I like to keep the receipts, because sometimes, just in case, you need to return something, you have the receipts. You don't have to go hunt and hunt, or not having the receipt and can't get your money back. Why do I have this error message on my screen? Try connecting again later. If you continue to have problems, change the IP address of your computer, contact the network administration. I can't join my own network. Anyway, so what the hell's wrong with my internet connection? So I have a big wallet. A lot of you who've met me with my wallet would know that I have a gigantic wallet. And I like to keep my receipts. And typically I kind of file my receipts. I just chuck it in, but I kind of chuck it in, always put it on the back so I know I can go back and trace back like what day I bought what. And I would sometimes would need it. And so it's very handy. But, you know, as I use credit card or debit card for everything I do, everything I pay, I rarely pay cash. And so what happened was that my wallet's starting to get bigger. Well, it's, you know, my wallet's already big, but it's, you know, it's getting fatter and fatter and chunkier and chunkier because of those receipts. Even though I do take them out every now and then, I want to have a slightly more organized way of doing things. So I found an old organizer. It's kind of like maybe 8x4 something, like a little purse, but it's plastic, and it has 12 compartments, separators, what do you call those, little dividers. And I've already done that too. Apparently I've thought of this idea earlier and I haven't used the organizers for a while, and I kind of partition everything in months, January through December, and then I would, you know, collect my receipts, and as my wallet's getting too fat and too chunky and too fat, too thick, I would take the whole pile out and stick it in whatever month that was. So I did that exactly that, and I feel really good. And I also cleaned my bag. By the way, I have been having my lip balm. Oh my gosh, I go on and on. My lip balms, I have several, I think I have three of them. I would use a brand new lip balm. I would put it on. I like to use, what is that brand? I'm sure some of you may have heard of that. Beeswax. Is it something? Beeswax? No. Burt's Bees. Burt's Bees lip balm. And I love that. And I also like Aveeno too, by the way. I may get a few Aveeno lip balm. Chapsticks. Not Chapstick the brand, but, you know, the, what is that thing called? Lip balm. And I would, so ADD. I would use one, put it in my bag, because I hate chapped lips. And I've been missing those chapsticks like crazy. So I put it in my bag. I have this little special compartment where I put my wallet and my headphones, like smaller things, so that I don't have to dig through my bag for small things. And I put my lip balm in there, and it's been missing. Like every now, I remember vividly, and I thought maybe I've left it at work or left it in the car or something, but I remember very clearly that I'm very particular about putting my lip balm into that pocket because it's very hard to fish around with my big bag. I have like a gigantic MERS. And so I put it in there and could never find it. Like after a few uses, and it would be gone. And then I would grab a new one, and after a few uses, it would be gone. And I got so frustrated. Like, three times I put it in within the last 2 weeks. So I figured something must be wrong. And then when I was organizing my bag, I found out that there's a slit. There's a little hole on the lining of the bag, which means all three lip balm chapsticks have been falling into in between the liner and the bag itself, and so it's like trapped inside. So I found three lip balms. I was very happy, and as a temporary temporary fix for the problem, I pretty much use scotch tape and pretty much tape the hole shut so that I can use the pocket again. I'm gonna probably break out my sewing kit, as I have it right in front of me right now in the studio, also a sewing room. I'm gonna use that to hem up the hole so I don't lose my lip balm again. Anyway, that said, if you have anything to comment about the show, you can always call. Oh, by the way, I have tons of messages that I'll probably play it now to my Google Voice. Rick from Minneapolis has been sending me messages after giving me, telling me, what the hell? My internet is not connecting. Rick, I'm so sorry. Let me see if I can reconnect. It's not connecting. Okay, I found it now. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. Hi, John. It's Rick in Minneapolis. Please delete the first message. It went off badly. I don't know what day your birthday actually is, but I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. I'm glad to have you back podcasting. You take as much time as you need to recuperate and rest. I really enjoyed the show that where Michael interviewed you, and that was one of the suggestions that I had noted down that I was going to email to you, was that some of your best work was actually interviewing some other people in the last couple of years. And I would hope that you could get back to that and have on an occasional guest and talk to them about their outlook on life as well. Happy birthday, my friend. Good luck to you. Take care of yourself and enjoy the day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. I mean, Chris. Thank you, Rick, for the message and the birthday wish. And yes, I think that's a great idea. I like talking to people. It's just that I've been so extra busy that I haven't really had time. I still want to do the thing where I get to talk to all the old podcasters and talking to them about how they see podcasting as it is today and compared to what it used to be or how we perceived podcasting was back then, 5 years later, fast forward to today, how different it is compared to what our expectations were a few years ago. So I will strive to do that and see if we can actually get a few podcasters come and chat with me. Probably the first few ones is probably going to be Archer because he's already expressed interest in doing so. So great. And that said, if you want to have any comments or whatever, you can leave me a voicemail at... what is it? 920 iPhone 1, just like Rick just did. And you can also leave me voice comment by emailing me your message to online@gmail.com. Just send me email message. And also leave a message on the comment area, like some of you did for my birthday. So until next week, don't forget to smile, lady. Bye. I'm gonna go play with my iPad now.